All right, let's talk politics now with ABC News political analyst Alex Castellanos. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Welcome back. Boy, there's a lot to gnash our teeth over here.
Absolutely. Is there any way the White House and the people around Trump can get him to stop tweeting, or is that a hopeless cause, Alex?
Well, they've handcuffed him in the basement, and that hasn't seemed to work. He's still tweeting. Somehow Houdini-like, he got loose and tweeted over the weekend again. And but, you know, it's a double-edged sword for Trump. On the one hand, his presidency is hidden behind a storm of clouds, a storm of his own making of controversy and tweets that he himself creates, and you can't see. He's done some good things, reducing the size of ISIS, growing the economy with tax cuts and deregulation, China to the negotiating table with North Korea, all kinds of good things, which you can't see. But on the other hand, it's just this, does it take this disruptive a person to actually bring change to Washington is the big question. Does it take a crazy man to change a crazy town? And a lot of voters say, yes, it does.
Yeah, but is he undermining his own accomplishments with, jerking the news back to his tweets?
I think there's no doubt that he would be more valued by a lot of voters if he didn't make the world so uncertain. You know, the voters were scared the country was going over the edge into decline, into an uncertain future, and so they wanted a strong president, and they got him. Well, Donald Trump's bringing his own uncertainty to America, to politics, to the world, and that's scaring a lot of people.
His tweet storm over the weekend, Alex, someone like myself read all the attacks he made on McCabe, on Mueller, on the system, et cetera, the corrupt FBI, as he called it. And, you know, I refer to as being unhinged. Well, you're the political analyst. What's the correct term for his tweet storm in your estimation?
I think on this one, crazy like a fox, because on this one, look, there are plenty of things you can point to a Donald Trump where he has stepped way over the line. But Democrats didn't seem to have any problems attacking Ken Starr when he was the special prosecutor investigating Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Special prosecutors aren't God. And now you have McCabe. Well, it wasn't Donald Trump that fired McCabe, recommended the firing. It was the FBI's Office of Professional Accountability, the FBI itself cleaning up its own house, saying, look, you're an FBI agent. Doesn't matter. You can't lie. And so they recommended firing the guy. So on this one, Trump is actually tweeting and helping himself.
We're talking to Alex Castellanos, ABC News political analyst. So a lot of people think with the attack on Mueller that Trump is inching towards firing Mueller. Do you think he would take that dramatic of an action, Alex?
No, I think we're seeing the opposite. Trump has added Joe DiGenova to his legal team, a former prosecutor, tough U.S. attorney. This is a guy who chews on a lead pipe for breakfast every morning. So this tells me that Trump is going to fight Mueller, not fire Mueller.
Interesting. So what's going on now with Jared Kushner? His company's under fire up here for lying to city officials, state authorities. Is he being sidelined down there in the Oval Office now, Alex?
Well, you're seeing a big change in the Oval Office. The old generation out, the Rex Tillersons, new generation in. You know, Jared was the effective Secretary of State for a while, but the president seems to want tougher people around him now. So you're seeing Fox News moving in, and even some family members step back. This is a president that seems to be growing in confidence. Hard to believe with the ego that Donald Trump has, but you know, I have to say, I'm impressed with the president's stamina here. When I heard that he was having sex with a porn star for 60 minutes, I said, geez, I'm impressed.
Oh, baby, Alex Castellanos, the line of the morning.
Yeah, you got it, baby.
That is impressive. Well, you know, Marla Maples supposedly said best sex ever, so.
Amazing.
That's great, Alex. Very cool.
All right, thanks, Alex Castellanos, ABC News political analyst. We'll have you back, Alex. You're great. Terrific. So there you are.
Good to see you.